came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I might reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. And I said, look here, brother, who you diving with that cosmic debris? Who do you think you're diving anyhow? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time. The man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he ripped out a shaving kit. I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo, until he told me right then when the tap popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Ohio silver and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might but leave this little fella, but it'll cure that ring of fire for you too. And I said, look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? What exactly is a burning ring of fire anyhow? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time. Of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout.
Get the crystal ball,
he said, and held it up to the light until I snatched it up all away from him and I showed him how to work it right. I brought the newspaper around the earth, looked like I was deep. I said to Mambo Jumbo there, told him he was going to sleep. I had his ring, his pocket watch, and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized, couldn't even make a sound. And I proceeded to tell him his future there, as long as he was in around. I said, the price of meat has just gone up, and your old lady has just gone down. Look here, brother, will you jive with that cosmic debris? Is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know you can make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time.
Don't waste your time. Oh.